Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 18 of Connecting with CAN, the podcast dedicated to sharing Kuwait Aid Network's experiences on working with migrant workers. I'm your host, Caleb Sanders. On today's episode, we have Maryam Al-Saad, who is our research director at CAN, and we'll be talking about impacts on migrant workers and dangerous conditions. So what do working conditions look like for migrant workers, Maryam, and does it depend on the occupation or on the sponsors?
Hi, Caleb. Thank you so much for having me. Working conditions for migrant workers depends on several things. It depends on their nationality, their occupations, their sponsors. Depends on their vulnerability or situation, living situation, economic situation. It depends on their gender, and for example. The working conditions for a migrant worker who is from an African background, who is male, who is in his 30s, who works at a factory, those conditions would be, more challenging or different conditions than for example, a domestic worker who is, a Filipino woman who is, in her early 20s. That's an entirely different situation. And both conditions can be challenging. Both conditions can be dangerous, depending on whether or not those workers are under the mercy of their sponsors when it comes to, not having their passports available, not being able to go out because of, different conditions that are set by their employers. And it's generally quite challenging for all migrant workers in Kuwait. But for example, if you are somebody from an Arab nationality who works, as an engineer or works as a teacher, those working conditions can look also very different. And so, and this is generally, across Kuwait and across the Gulf. Some people might have it better than other people. It just depends on, their socioeconomic background, depends on their social class, depends on their gender and race, and all those other things that affect a person's livelihood. And so, how dangerous it would be, it also depends on their occupation. So I would say it would be more dangerous for somebody who works in the construction business than it would be for somebody who sits at a desk. But it's important for us to highlight all the different challenges. And I think it's also important to talk about how other things affect them and affect their working conditions. For example, we look into how climate change affects migrant workers and their living conditions. And we've done, several events about this. We've done a conference about this. We've done multiple research projects that we're actually currently still working on about climate change vulnerability and the impacts of climate change on migrant workers in Kuwait. And we've been involved in other research projects, like the one that we did with Fair Square in 2022 about the implications that migrant workers might have because of not having access to healthcare, not having proper medication, and how climate change affects them in those kind of situations. And so, an issue such as that is a global issue, can have a severe impact and make it really dangerous for a migrant worker in Kuwait, because a lot of them don't have, don't have resources. A lot of them, use transportation where they'd have to walk for a long amount of time, in the heat, in 50-degree weather, where they'd have to commute in not ideal conditions, not be able to live in spaces that are air conditioned, and all these things can create severely dangerous impacts. And I think, if we look at some of the research conducted by Rak Ahmed, for example, he talks about the health impacts of climate change on migrant workers and how they're actually the most vulnerable in Kuwait to climate change, and that it creates issues that, are not only related to cardiovascular health, but it also impacts mortality rates. And, these are things that are incredibly serious and As clearly stated in some of the research, can affect people's livelihoods directly and indirectly. And so, these kind of dangerous conditions can be, actively seen in Kuwait when you go to when you drive around and you see people working in the heat, whether it's on the road, as part of construction projects for, infrastructure and roads planning, or if it's, seeing construction workers, in 50 degree heat working when they're mandated by law not to. And so, these kind of issues are very obvious when you visit Kuwait or when you live in Kuwait, and you're going through your day. And so I think, this impacts people's lives and health. This impacts the job market, impacts the lives of those relying on migrant workers. The entire system that is built on the backs of migrant workers. You can't have a healthy system when it that same system causes danger to the people that are upholding the system. And so, it's really a scary situation, I think, for a lot of people who work in those conditions. And they do it regardless, but it's still very challenging for them. And I think that, we need to highlight that those challenges and its impacts. And we also did a we hosted a film screening for a documentary about this, actually, about the situation in Qatar. It was a BBC documentary that was called Killer Heat, and it talked about the same exact thing about how climate change and heat affects migrant workers in Qatar and in the GCC, and the health implications of that are very dangerous and very serious. And so I think, we really need to be aware of that. I think there should be a massive shift in Kuwait when it comes to labor laws, when it comes to protecting workers from these kind of conditions and from these issues. And I think it's the responsibility of the public to also advocate for those changes and to lobby for them.
Thank you for your insight on that, Mariam. And I know you also have your organization, Almanac, who does a lot of research into climate change and these kind of things. So I think this is a really valuable connection with CAN. And yeah, I'm excited to see a lot more research to come from this and see some change, as I hope all of you viewers are. Could you talk a little bit about the film Qatar Killer Heat, the documentary, and the discussion with Sisi and Pramod at the international film screening?
Yeah, I mean, when we had that event, it was really interesting to watch the documentary because of how we also had a Q&A with the director and and the producer. And I think we also had a talk with Malcolm, who was one of the migrant workers that talked in the documentary about his own story. And it was a real moment for us to actually look at the same kind of context that we have in Kuwait. And it was almost like, comparing notes, like, oh, the situation happened there, the situation is happening here. How do people resolve it? How do people go on about their day when, when these kind of like aggressions are happening everywhere? You see, security officers, in Kuwait in the summer, in certain specific locations, working outside and really struggling. And it's very inhumane. And it's very hard for everybody involved. It's hard for people to witness it. It's hard for it's definitely really hard for the security guards. And so, we really kind of connected the dots when it came to listening to other stories from other migrant workers in the Gulf. And it was very heartbreaking to kind of to talk to Malcolm and to listen to his story and to listen to some of the other stories that we've heard from migrant workers about climate change and about the impact of the system in Kuwait and how it kind of grinds them down. And we actually did a visual essay about also the impact of climate change on migrant workers and the slow violence that is committed against them because of of these conditions. It's available online through Arab urbanism. And you know, we went around, we took pictures, we gathered testimonials from migrant workers who, you know, were experiencing these things on a very, you know, a serious level and a very personal level. And so, you know, we have definitely tried to kind of like also document these things here in Kuwait. And I think that we've been doing a good job at it. But you know, there's always more to be done. And I think, you know, us having this conversation can hopefully highlight that.
Yeah, absolutely, Mariam. This is always going to be an ongoing conversation. It's never really going to be finished. So, yeah. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Connecting with Can. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week. Stay connected.